This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Senate Republicans today asked for a special audit of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's use of a discretionary fund following reports that the Democrats spent thousands of dollars on liquor and groceries while holding small in-person meetings at the governor's mansion amid the pandemic. 14 GOP lawmakers signed the letter that was sent to the state auditor's office seeking a review of the fund, which has been used for decades by governors to pay for dinners, gifts for protocol meetings, or spending on gestures of congratulations or condolence. Lujan Grisham's office did not have an immediate comment about the request for an audit. The first-term governor recently acknowledged that spending on goods and services such as dry cleaning, tuna steaks, and tequila over a six-month period in 2020 didn't look good. The governor's office said previously that some of the groceries were used to feed her cabinet and her staff during long meetings last year. Groceries were also purchased for the governor to cook and bake holiday gifts, and the bottles of alcohol were meant for a party that never happened, according to her office. The receipts also showed several charges for dry cleaning, which was for the governor's clothes for news conferences and other remote meetings. State lawmakers approved a bill in 2018 that changed the way the money is distributed and overseen after former Republican Governor Susana Martinez used discretionary funds to throw a raucous holiday party at a Santa Fe hotel that involved the police. A key Senate committee today approved the nomination of New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland to be Interior Secretary, clearing the way for a Senate vote that is likely to make her the first Native American to lead a cabinet agency. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee approved Haaland's nomination 11-9, sending it to the Senate floor. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski was the lone Republican to support Haaland, who won unanimous backing from committee Democrats. The committee vote follows an announcement yesterday by Senator Susan Collins of Maine that she will support Haaland in the full Senate. Her vote, along with Murkowski's, makes Haaland's confirmation by the Senate nearly certain. New Mexico's top insurance regulator is putting medical providers on notice that people cannot be charged for coronavirus testing after reports that residents have been required to pay for coronavirus rapid test results. Insurance Superintendent Russell Toll said yesterday that his office is preparing an administrative bulletin to ensure testing costs are not passed directly on to consumers as state health officials push for robust testing to track infection rates and new strains of COVID-19. Toll says the Office of the Superintendent of Insurance has received reports of people being charged in excess of $100 for testing services that should be free. The extent of the improper billing is unclear. The Biden administration in February issued guidance on 2020 emergency pandemic legislation that restricts cost sharing with patients for coronavirus testing under a broad range of circumstances. New Mexico officials this week described steep declines in new confirmed infections, hospitalizations, and deaths because of the virus. Still, State Human Services Secretary David Scrace said they are monitoring variants and stressed the importance of testing as a way to keep tracking the virus. The seven-day rolling average for tests administered is hovering around 11,800, well above a benchmark of 5,000 per day set by the state for reopening the economy. This is KUNM.